Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with the Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
The Perfect Guy debuted in first place at the box office with $26.7 million. M. Night Shyamalan's The Visit debuted in second with $25.7 million. And last week's unexpected number 1 hit, The War Room, fell to third, way behind with $7.4 million.
Number 4.
Miss America's CEO apologized to Vanessa Williams for taking away her crown in 1984 after some very naughty photos were made public. He said he was sorry for anything that was said or done that made her feel less than the Miss America she is. And the pageant ended with Miss Georgia, Betty Cantrell, being named this year's Miss America.
Number 3.
A former DJ from Denver filed a lawsuit against Taylor Swift. David Mueller says he lost his job 2 years ago when he was accused of grabbing Taylor's bottom when they were taking a picture together. He says he didn't do it.
Number 2.
Friday was the 14th anniversary of 9/11, and Adrian Grenier caused a lot of controversy with his since-deleted Instagram post. It featured an image of the Twin Towers and basically said, rest in peace to the thousands of Americans who died in 9/11, and rest in peace to the million-plus innocent Iraqis who died during the U.S. invasion for something they didn't do.
Number 1.
When moving trucks show up at celebrities' homes, we all jump to the same conclusion, divorce. And while Julia Roberts was in New York City for Fashion Week, moving trucks were at the Malibu home she shares with Danny Motor. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.